Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul go. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby, feel it all so sweet.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are... The guys next door.
Yeah.
Welcome. Shay, what is so funny? You're not on mute, so why are you laughing?
The lag is crazy. That's why I don't say nothing. I just stay quiet because you be off, he be off, it don't be on. So if I say something, it's just gonna get too crazy.
Wow.
I'd rather just not be a part of it.
Mac, when you feel thrown under the bus, you just got it. Wow.
Wow.
I'm throwing both of y'all under the bus. Y'all both got
We're double wowing you. Yeah. Like, it's double wow.
It would have been all three of us if I would have said something. I'd rather just be quiet.
Jesus Christ.
In the words of our good brother, Mac Wilds, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for listening another week. We are back. Welcome back to the neighborhood, Guys Next Door. We would not be anywhere if it was not for you guys. So we thank you guys for listening. Can I say 2 years yet or am I still rushing it? No?
Why are you like want to go so... 2 years in February, bro.
Son.
All right. February is right there, bro.
It's not.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm just trying to stick to the running show. So.
Goodness gracious. My daughter ain't even won yet. Just wait.
Wait a second.
All right.
He want to skip it all.
Oh. Well, not everybody needs foreplay, okay?
Damn. I do.
Let me just stop. Yeah, let me stop because now I just open Ryan to sell dick and then now they're going to talk bad about me. Wow, they're going to be on Lipstick Alley talking about Mouse don't care about us. He just wants to stick it in.
I'll be right in there like, mm-hmm.
All right. Mouse. Well, we do thank you guys for listening, still tuning in with us. We appreciate you guys. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a comment. Yes, subscribe, rate, and leave a comment. A nice comment, preferably let us know that you love what we're doing. And 5 stars, just, you know, leave us 5 stars, just like an Uber.
Yep.
And make sure for all you Hakeems, you Kimmy Gibblers, you niggas who don't like to put no snaps on the petrol, y'all just want to show up and eat and get all this good content for free, cut the bullshit out, okay? Put a little something on the gas tank. Leave a little something in the offering envelope. Subscribe to our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. We got exclusive content over there. We got new exclusive content coming. We're working on stuff every day, as well as full videos of the podcast. Also, we're sending out merch. So shout out to Che for getting the mugs and things of that nature to you guys. We see you guys keep tagging us in the pictures of your mugs. And make sure you follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Guys Next Door Pod. And last but not least, if you like a letter read on air, make sure you send it to Guys Next Door 123@gmail.com. Remember that is Guys Next Door 123@gmail.com. Now, if it is a relationship question, it doesn't have to be. But if it is, make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line or Che is going to read whatever's in front of her. Also, send a picture of you and the person you're writing about because I want to make sure I'm not giving fat people advice to skinny people, and I never want to give ugly advice to a good looking person. I love balance. Che, you are about to put your light skin finger up. What were you about to say?
I was going to add to the Patreon tip that we have content dropping like EBT points. There is a full episode. Yes. Yes, I said what? It. Yes. There's a full episode on the 1st, and then you get your bonus episode on the 15th. There's a schedule now. I got it scheduled.
Okay. Okay. Get us together.
As well as the extra come shit on. That I throw in there just because I feel like being generous.
Yo, don't be
so, come on. It's a good time.
Listen. Don't give them niggas too much.
I'm not.
Ryan's clearly a conservative.
When you give the Ryan's clearly a conservative. When you give them too much, they give it. They take a yard. You gotta just.
We know where Ryan's vote is.
Yeah.
Like I've even gone so far as to add that. Remember when we took that little break? Yeah. See, the Patreon members got to listen to that episode that we dropped the following week. They got to listen to it a week early. So it might be worth it to you to subscribe because I'd be doing shit over there.
Can we all just, like, all three of us just say thank you to Che? Like, we was talking about it off air, but, like, Che was literally hired to do one thing. And now she does all things.
I thank that woman all the time. And I will thank her again.
Che, we love you. Thank you, Che. We love you guys. And you guys in the neighborhood, y'all owe her just as much as we do. So show her some love in a very respectful way. Go cash app Che.
My cash app is Shea Mills. Right now. It's Shea Mills, ChEYMILLZ.
Why she sound like she work at Walmart? We got a thief in aisle 5.
Loss prevention, can we get you on aisle 10? Mouse is in here again.
Like she low. Christ. You ain't low with your cash app.
All right. Before we get into the episode, you know we do good shit, black man. Goddamn black man, Mac Wilds. Who do we have for good shit, black man, and goddamn black man today?
So for good shit, black man today, I want to first give a shout out, and this is going to sound crazy, because why would a black man give a shout out to Mississippi? Well, I'll tell you, because Jackson State just got a little more prime. And when I say prime, I mean prime motherfucking time. Jackson State University, a beautiful HBCU, just announced Deion Sanders as their next head football coach. Now, I could
prime time, baby.
Prime time. I can understand a lot of you guys not understanding or being able to fathom how big of an impact not only this can have for HBCUs but for college football as a whole. This is probably one of the first times on a national scale that an HBCU has someone or can say that they have someone who will properly teach, coach, have someone learn not only how to play college ball, but to prepare them for the big leagues. Like, this is going to be now a prime location for students all over the globe to come learn how to play and to become a better player. The HBCU right now at Jackson State just got a little better. It looks like it's going to be able to compete with any other school if Deion does what we all know Deion does. I think there's the craziest thing about Deion Sanders. He's one of my favorite players. Actually, the only player that I have that's above him is Bo Jackson, just because of the kind of person that I am. I'm a guy who does more than one thing. More than one thing. And seeing Bo Jackson and seeing Deion Sanders, who are able to excel at multiple things, they are people who strike a chord in me at all times. So to know that anything that Deion Sanders touches, whether it's football, baseball, whether it's commentating and now coaching, whatever he touches turns into gold. It is going to be extremely fun watching what happens at Jackson State University over the next couple of years. So to everyone over there at that HBCU, to Primetime himself, good shit, black man.
But how about this? Not only do they have him as a head coach, Mm-hmm. But their wide receiver coach is Terrell Owens. Oof.
T.O., baby.
Not only do they have T.O., but they line coach is Warren Sapp.
Son. Who? Son. Warren the Sapp.
Not to mention other Hall of Famers and players that he got to come coach Mississippi State with him. This is going to be a crazy team. And like I said, like Mac was saying, like, it's not even if the team doesn't do well, okay, but this is just a spotlight on HBCUs now. So it's more mm-hmm. than just like just for this one team. This is good for all HBCUs.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm actually, this makes me interested to see not only what other Hall of Famers and other players would want to go coach or help out at other schools. I remember I was hearing Shannon Sharp talk about Savannah State, and I'm like, okay, hey, you talk about Savannah, okay. Let's see what y'all could do over there. But just seeing what other Hall of Famers would want to play or want to help out at other HBCUs and really start the conversation, that's going to be something amazing.
They got to film this. They got to film this season.
It is about to be an HBCU boom. I promise you. You heard it here first on Guys in Store. Get ready.
Let me ask you guys this, just playing devil advocate for a minute, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Deion Sanders, your head coach. Your line coach is Warren Sapp. Yep. Wide receiver coach, T.O. We're talking about all Hall of Famers. We're talking about people that transcended sports during their time. All of those guys transcended sports during... I'm talking about... I remember seeing Warren Sapp on WWE. I remember seeing Warren Sapp. And whatchamacallit videos, Trick Daddy and Trina videos. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously we know who Deion Sanders is, T.O. He had the show. Like, we're talking about huge names.
Absolutely.
My question is their dedication to this the same? Because there's absolutely no way that Jackson State is paying them what they're worth.
They're probably not getting paid at all.
So that's my question. With this just being a passion project, mm-hmm. and there not being any pay to keep you there.
This is a good shit, black man. You know, we didn't need negative.
Okay, passes. All right. No, I just want. I would just. Okay, you know, forget it.
But
forget
but it. But I will answer. Forget it. I feel like.
Like I'm just saying. There's a dedication still there.
I feel like they've given so much of this sport, and they've seen what it's done to the communities around them. But mm-hmm. they've also seen what the white man has done to the black man in the NFL and all this stuff. Right. And now they have an opportunity to give back to their people. I think they will take this very serious.
Not only that.
All right. That's all I want.
Not only that. I think as black football legends that they are coming from different places, different schools. You see what these schools make when it comes to football. You see what you are what the potential is. So I think if it's kind of like I would say that it's more so like an investment. They're investing their time because they know that if done properly, that there is a big payout that can come at the end of this. There's maybe more than $1 billion in college football that the students never see. It all goes to the coaches, it goes to the schools, everything like that. So you're taking chips for what you expect years from now to be extremely profitable. So I'm not for
like everybody as a whole.
Everybody. Exactly. It's gonna get you better recruits. People are gonna wanna come play, not just there, other places now. It's gonna give you more of a spotlight. You know it's gonna be televised in some shape, way, or form. So it could be
that's what I'm most excited about. Being able to see. Yep. I think being able to see and I know this is supposed to be positive, so I'm gonna keep it as positive as possible. But you know, I am both excited and worried about what, because obviously you have these big name coaches, you have these big players that are going to start going to HBCUs. So that's more televised time. But mm-hmm. then that also means the commodification of the HBCU culture and homecoming by people that are not HBCU alumni or that care about being black, right?
Well, like I'll say this. I think it's better for us to make money off of our cultures than it to be, you know, commodified by someone else, right?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I think is going to happen. That's what I'm worried about happening. And we could probably talk about that time because I want this to be positive.
This is what we're going to talk about, brother.
That's what I'm worried about, right? Like, I'm worried about, okay. And I remind you, I have a very small dog in this fight, just because my kids are guaranteed going to HBCUs. My aunt, my cousins, they've all went to Morgan State. A lot of the women I've dated went to Howard. A lot of women I've dated went to Bowie. A lot of women.
I'm just saying in general.
But in all seriousness, what about when we see, you know, once this gets to where we know it's going, what about when we turn on ESPN for Saturday college day football, and it's ESPN cameras and white CBS cameras all up in the homecoming? They're commodifying, and they're going to cash in on that black homecoming until it's not black no more. That's my fear.
I feel like this. If they've been cashing out on us this whole time, we had no say so. At least I know if they making money off us filming our schools, we making bread. And it was up to us to allow them to come over there and do that shit for a certain price. I feel like when we raise the bar, we have ownership there. Those are our schools. Like, black people, that's our shit. So if you want to come and film and make money, raise that price.
I think I could be absolutely wrong, Mouse, but I think as of right now, BET has the exclusive rights to show all HBCU games.
Bro.
So the money is already
years ago.
That's fire.
The money is already coming back in black.
That's fire.
I said this shit years ago. I said, yo, all BET has to do is designate a BET sports channel, and it shows all sports from HBCUs. I don't care if it's track and field. Whatever's going on, it's going broadcast.
That's so fire.
And you have a whole channel for that. That's a whole nother revenue stream for y'all. Because all y'all really care about is money over there, obviously, because y'all demanded this shit.
I think Mouse is worried that it's going to turn out kind of like how Afropunk happened, where it started out black as fuck. And
but at the same time,
Shout out to my, and that's no shade. I never say this, but that is literally no shade to Afropunk. I love the people at Afropunk. We're specifically talking about.
But I get it.
The event.
But we all get it. White people have been jacking our shit from day one.
At some point you have to sell out.
It's not even a sellout for me.
Sell in, right?
At some point it's like, yo, look, we did what we did. Ownership, everything. We're not giving them ownership. We're gonna let them in, but they're gonna pay. We own this shit. They don't own nothing. Right. You got to pay to do anything I do. This is mine. Unlike the NBA, and even though the NBA is doing an amazing job, unlike the NFL and shit, where it's like, we have no choice but to play under your rules. Now, in any sport that we majority run, like the NBA and the NFL, we can join that shit and create our own. Fuck you, Mac.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm just trying to keep on time, like we said.
Sorry, Mac. This is your segment. No, we're clearly running over Mac's segment. Sorry, Mac.
If we dropped every sport and we made our own, they would have to pay us to view it. So you're absolutely right.
So that was Good Shit Black Man. The extended edition.
Yeah.
So that's
my shit.
So, Mac, what is your goddamn black man for this week?
My goddamn black man, it actually hurts and pains me to say this at this time, man. I think we're all going through a very dark time in America, where the colors that we knew America had, we're actually seeing them brightly shown through every media experience, every young black life taken, every political conversation, we are seeing exactly what we thought America was be very, very true. So first, before I start this, I want to say I'm sorry to Kentucky. I want to say I'm sorry to the loved ones of Breonna Taylor. I want to say I'm sorry to every Black woman who doesn't feel protected, who doesn't feel appreciated, who doesn't feel worthy, because we are constantly shown how much they care about us, how much we are worth. So today, my goddamn Black man, and I fucking hate that this is a Black man. You don't even understand. I prayed, bro. I prayed and prayed that maybe, you know, this is some other type of Trump supporter. Maybe this is maybe I'm seeing something wrong on my television. You know, maybe my flat screen, the color is off or something. But unfortunately, unfortunately, this is a Black man, which kind of tells us, as my uncle always says, all skin folk ain't kinfolk. This is Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Now, for anyone who has been hiding under a rock these last few months, or has been quarantining a little too much, Daniel Cameron is the Attorney General of Kentucky, which is the place where our beloved sister Breonna Taylor was slain by police officers who raided her house and began to ring off shots like it was New Year's in Brooklyn in the 90s. I really think that I really fucking it bothers me. It bothers me that justice wasn't shown. It bothers me that drywall has gotten more justice than this beautiful Black woman. It bothers me that a Black man doesn't have not only the empathy but the knowledge to see and do what's right. And when I say that, of course, his argument was, you know, that his argument was what exactly did he say? The influencers, the celebrities who are posting right. about this, they don't have the facts. They don't understand what's going on. We have to live here. We have to be here. Yes, you are absolutely right, Daniel Cameron. Those people have to live there under the tyranny rule of a broken system. They do have to live there under the scrutiny of trying to be perfect or doing what you possibly can in a system and in a place that gives you nothing. Yes, you are absolutely right, Black man, that these people have to live there and constantly be mistreated now by their own people who are in places of power. Again, I want to say I apologize to the family of Breonna Taylor. I want to apologize to the state of Kentucky. I want to apologize to every Black woman, not only in America, but in the world, because it seems like from my own research and just looking around that us of anybody of darker skin is constantly mistreated all around the world. So I apologize. And as a Black man, and I can speak for the Black men here, we will constantly fight. We will constantly be beacons of protection for you guys. So this week's goddamn Black man is to that puss ass fuckboy Daniel Cameron, bro. Listen, you gotta call a spade a spade. And my nigga, what you did without actually understanding where people are and taking into consider, you showed no justice to that young black woman. You should be ashamed of yourself. So goddamn black man.
I want to say, I just want to give a little more to that. The officer, the only officer to be indicted, Brett Hankerton, whatever is that, that's a very racist ass name. Whatever.
Very racist ass name.
He was indicted on wanton endangerment. No, that is not a Chinese food order. No, that is not a crime of undercooking the wonton. Nope. Nope. So wonton endangerment, I just want people to understand. You can be found guilty of wanton endangerment even if they did not intend to harm anyone or to commit a crime. It is sufficient to recklessly disregard the peril that one's actions created. So that means that he was charged and he's indicted. He's being brought up on charges not for killing a black woman and leaving her there to die. He's being brought up on charges for the danger that killing that black woman represented to other people.
He got charged for missing.
Right, right. So not hitting the target. So if anybody else is confused, if anyone doesn't get it, and I'm specifically talking about black men here, because I highly doubt white men listen to us and suck my dick. This is specifically for black men who don't get it. Or who choose not to get it. Because it's very easy to get unless you are invested in not getting it. The black woman who was killed, left for dead, lied over. Her life was not enough. Her death was not enough to bring this man up on charges. It was the fact that the killing of her could have endangered others is what the actual crime is. That's sick. That's the world that black women keep telling how we lived in. Even in death, her life is not enough to prosecute one on. I just want to bring up also that killing a black woman in her sleep, mind you, yep, leaving her to die, it brings along the same grade of felony as shoplifting, growing weed, and using a stolen credit card up to $1,000. Just want to put the person who killed Breonna Taylor is looking at a sentence based on those criteria. Yeah. I don't know. I mean that's good shit, black men and goddamn black men. Yep. Let's lighten it up a little bit. All right. So today I want to talk about something that I think is extremely important to all men. I think it directly ties into us. The way we discuss always wanting to protect black women. And just trying to understand that thin line that is now harassment and showing interest. So I've been watching The Game. I don't know if everybody else is. I'm sorry, Mac is doing things on his not pause. That sounds crazy. Wow. He's changing his background. That sounds crazy. Mac is changing his background, and me and Brian are too childish not to laugh.
I didn't laugh. You did, but
I didn't laugh that time. Okay, whatever.
I get it.
But yeah, so I've been watching The Game, and if anybody's been watching, yeah, it's the show.
It's back. It's new episodes.
No.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix right now.
Oh, okay.
So I've been watching that.
I'm getting a little old,
Thank you to my waitress. Wow. Thank you to my waitress. I got my smoothie. Start my day. I don't know what kind of smoothie you want to say it on air. What kind of smoothie is it? It had the cheesy. Just say it so they can hear you.
She better not say chai.
They can't hear you. You gotta come to the mic. You're private? Okay. So what's in it? It's oats. Oat milk.
Five.
Peaches, strawberries, bananas. And then we have the protein blend with brown rice, chia seeds, hemp seeds. And it's vanilla
flavor. So you had a banana smoothie. That's what you had.
Yeah. Wow. And then there's the secret ingredient that she don't want to.
Once you had banana in a smoothie, you had a banana smoothie.
Once you add banana in a smoothie, it only. Listen, what I will tell you is that it is very adult, and I thank her very much. This is my genius of a baby sister.
She said she had brown rice. She said she put brown rice in that?
I want y'all to know my baby sister turned on me for a nigga. I want that to be known. Now, like I was saying, I've been watching the game. And everybody knows the Malik character, the Malik Wright character. And, you know, there's only but so many times people will be like, oh, you remind me of this character. I never get to Derwin, which is okay with me. But I'm always compared to Malik. I'll take it.
Malik was, which one was he? I ain't seen that show in mad long.
He was the quarterback. He was a piece of shit.
Okay. Yeah.
The only person on that show worse than Malik was Jason Pitts.
Really? You think Jason Pitts was cheap as shit?
Oh, Jason Pitts.
He was garbage. He was a garbage human being.
He was garbage.
Okay. So as I'm watching the show, I'm paying more attention to Malik and the way he and then I start to see like how they wrote his character to interact with women. And then I just started to see how everybody kind of had these interactions with women. And it was what stuck out to me is every time a beautiful character will walk by one of the guy characters, there's that look, right? There's that look where, you know, if a woman walks by us and it's like, oh, shit. But then my little sister was like, see, that's toxic. See, that's harassment. I'm like, wait, what?
Because he looked?
So I went to... Right, exact. But it's not up to us, because male privilege. It's not up to us to say if that makes them feel uncomfortable. It's up to them. So I wanted to ask, and especially because guess what, we have a woman here, Che. What is the difference, or what is that thin line? And obviously, to preferences, it all has to do with the specific woman. But in general, what is that thin line that we have to tread between harassment and showing actual
interest? I'll tell you one line before she even says anything. Is if she wants to fuck with you or not.
Wow.
That is major key to it. Because a man can do the same thing. I could do the same thing as Mac and a lady be attracted to Mac and not me. And now I'm offensive.
Mm-hmm. Now you're a creep.
I'm a creep. But I did the same exact thing that Mac did. I might have did some a little less than what Mac did. But Mac might have been more aggressive, but she likes Mac. And I will be the horrible guy who tried it, and Mac will be the guy who succeeded.
Points are made.
So that's help us out here. Help us out. Cause I don't think we deal with this. I'm pretty sure us three don't deal with this, but that speaks to a certain privilege within a privilege within a privilege. But hello. But this is a conversation that needs to be had, and I think it's avoided in a lot of the conversation because there's like bigger conversations like rape culture and things of that nature. But there's the smaller, intricate ones like this that I feel could probably help diffuse a lot of those issues before it gets that big.
So for me personally, I'm used to being gawked at, so I kind of know how to turn it off. Like, I don't notice it, but what sets me on edge,
so she's about to say she knows she fine. Go ahead.
What sets me on edge is like, there's always the, oh, you're gorgeous, or oh, you're beautiful, or like whenever they speak to you and you don't respond, so then they keep going and it gets progressively more aggressive to the point where I've been followed home on several occasions by men who do that because I decided either I genuinely didn't hear them because I had headphones in, or I decided I didn't want to respond because as soon as you respond, whether it's positive or negative, you opened a door. So for me, it's always been easier to act like I didn't hear you at all to diffuse the situation than to acknowledge that you spoke to me. But once I do that, it's either like they let it go or like it just turns into you wasn't that fine. Or just it just gets mad aggressive and mad. Yeah. Like it really sets you on edge. Like it's scary. It's a lot scarier.
I have a question. Is that in New York or is that in Florida? I feel like that's more of a New York thing.
I've lived in 5 different states now, and it is not. I've not been to a single state where it hasn't happened to me.
Okay. All right.
She's fine. She's saying she's fine across state lines.
Yeah, she says she's fine across state lines. Heard you. Yeah, I got it.
No, now, and I guess that's the part. I guess to some people, they'll be like, why are y'all having this conversation? Oh, y'all pandering. But really, I'm seeing more and more separation in thought between women and guys who do this And then other guys, like there are so many times where, you know, and it's 2020 and this thing keeps happening. And it's like, damn, like at some point, let's call a spade a spade, or let's call it out, right? Because even to add to it, I'll be on Twitter and I remember I seen a meme a girl posted, and she said, normalize guys opening the door for women and saying thank you, and it not becoming a conversation.
Bingo.
And I'm like, wait, what if the nigga was genuinely interested? Like, and that's what I am trying to gauge here and grasp here for those who are not, you know, who don't have the privilege that other men have, right? Like there's male privilege, but like I said earlier, there's privilege within the privilege within the privilege that separates all men. So it's like, if me, Mac, or Ryan open a door for a young lady, and, you know, forgive me if I'm being a little boisterous, I'm going to say 8 times out of 10, they're not going to mind if we begin a conversation. But for the average Joe Schmo who does that, how does that become annoying, Che? And I'm sorry that it seems like we're putting all this on you, but, you know, we did need a female perspective.
Yep.
So I guess it's more, a lot of men don't know or have never cared to learn how to read body language. So 9 times out of 10, when you open that door, say,
I thought that's what the dots on the titty was for, to read body language, the braille.
Get your friend.
No.
Wow.
Get no? your friend, please. Wow.
What?
Shay, so like, so
shit.
So Shay, I know it's a difference.
Look at Mac. You look at.
I hate him. I absolutely hate this man.
God, I wasn't ready. All right, we're here.
Look at Ryan. No, we're not there. It was a joke. We are not there. It was a joke.
I didn't sign up for this. It's not what I woke up thinking I would be.
Oh, man.
When we recorded, that's not what you thought we was going to be.
might wanna
to reel it back in. No, so I want you to think of a time where you actually did that. You like held the door for a woman and you just struck up casual conversation. When you spoke to her, did even all of you, all three of you.
Yes. Last time I could walk. I hold the doors all the time. I'm the king of doing the small things.
Well, Ryan, sorry to interrupt y'all. Well, Ryan, maybe you should tell the story right here.
Story of what?
I got it.
If you looked at the running show.
No. Actually, Mouse, I think low key the better story is the one that we see in the chat.
Listen, if you guys want to hear Che's story,
if you guys want to hear
Che's primetime story, make sure you sign up on Patreon.
Yep.
You ain't hearing it here. Make sure you sign up on Patreon for Guys Next Door story time.
I don't like being the guinea pig all the time. I really don't.
I was going to say oink, oink, but that's not the sound that's the guinea pig makes. Nope. But nope. Yeah.
To reel it back in.
Well, okay. Che, you have to tell the story.
Like right now. You want me to tell the story now?
Yeah, so he could clip it out.
All right, Rel, here's the story that you could clip out for us. So.
Che, take us from reel it back in.
Okay. So the last time you opened a door for a woman and you decided to chat with her, when you spoke to her, did she actually turn to look at you and greet you with a smile?
Yes.
That's your window. That's us at that point, because we've probably seen you already, but we haven't decided if you're attractive or not. But if we turn to look at you and we start smiling, we actually like seem open to the conversation. Mm. That's because there's something there, at least for me. But if you go to greet the woman and like, you know, she gives you like a thank you. But like she keeps going about her way. She don't turn to look at you. She don't look you in your eye, nothing. She just keeps going. That's the door is closed. I don't want nothing else from you. You open the door for me. Cool. Keep it pushing. Don't push further.
That's not that. What it means. It means you gotta go harder. You gotta
Why are y'all so toxic?
You gotta open the next door for her. She ain't see you the first
time. That means don't just open the first door. Get the second door.
That means her boyfriend in the store. Meet her around the corner. Somebody is watching her. You gotta be more discreet.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with
No, but what's sad,
these are jokes,
men,
y'all.
Yo,
these
who
are jokes.
Do that. There's men who
yes,
do that.
Yes, we like, are just me and Ryan are being completely facetious and inappropriate, but they are all jokes. Please understand this is jokes.
Yeah. I don't do that. I for
good,
sure.
That's
don't
a good. That was a good word, by the way. That was a good word, by the way. Facetious. I like that. Was Miles Jones.
That was good.
It's my favorite word.
Thank you.
But no, I definitely understand you.
There's a way to read the woman's body language that will let you know whether or not there's even a millimeter of a chance for you to press further. But most of the time, like especially if there's no eye contact, there's no like excitement or inflection in our voice. If there's none of that, bro, leave me alone. I'm worried about some shit. I'm doing some shit. I have somewhere to be. I don't have time to entertain you at the moment, and just leave it alone.
Do women want to be told? Well, I know I'm putting. I know. Let me keep saying this, y'all. I know we're putting a lot on Che. Don't talk about it in Lipstick Alley. Don't DM me. We know, but she is a part of the actual team, and we obviously need a black woman's point of view on this. And I know she doesn't speak for everyone, but Che, do you, as a black woman, find yourself not wanting to meet men outside no more? Like, would you much rather like dating apps and Twitter and DMs and shit like that?
For me, I actually prefer dating within my friend pool. I don't enjoy meeting guys in public places. I don't care to like be on. I've tried like Hinge and
I had a joke, and I'm not gonna make it.
Shut the fuck up.
Look at me. Oh, I had a joke.
Shut the fuck
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, I had a.
It, yeah. Uh huh. Yep. Keep. Throw it away. Anyway, I don't typically enjoy.
Wow.
Meeting men in public places, and it's just I like to observe you as a person and as a personality before deciding what I want to do with you.
Before what you want to do with us, that sounded a little objectifying.
Hey,
a little objectification.
Oh,
there.
You don't think women know within the first like say 5 seconds. Minutes whether or not they'd fuck you?
10 seconds.
It's all it takes.
They already know your position and
everything. All you need is a good whiff of this good old fragrance.
This wow. A good fragrance. Cologne will get you very far. It will get you
the
very
good
far.
The good fragrance.
It definitely will.
What about obviously me and Mac are out of this question. Ryan, do you like being on the other side of that, having to for lack of a better term, to have to like brave that part of the dating pool where like is that a thought process? Like, damn, does she even want to be spoken to right now? Like, does she want to be bothered? Cause like I know me personally, I think about that even like because I'm just like I'm a person who says hi to every black person I come across. It's something I intentionally do, young, old, tough looking. Like I don't care. Like if I see motherfucking Casanova walking down the block and I don't know him, yo, peace, God, what's good? Mm-hmm. I see an old lady, how you doing? If you black, I'm greeting you.
Facts.
But I do find myself like you know, gauging it when it comes to women, especially women closer to my age, because I'm like, I don't want to bother her. I'm just saying hi, but I don't want her to think it's more than that. I don't want her to take out the day on me, which I wouldn't mind, but I'm just saying that's not what I want the energy to be. Do you find yourself doing that in regard to dating and just talking to women at all?
I feel like I'm very much so like the person like you just said about yourself. Like I say hi to a lot of people, just like in my casual walk, like not to be rude. I hold doors. I do shit like that. But that's just like
right.
I say excuse me, which a lot of people don't do. But that's just me. I don't feel like I feel like there is points that people might take like, oh, yeah, he liked me or some shit. And it's like, nah, I'm just being nice and polite. But I feel like there's ways to get around it. I get around that shit. I skip through the lane.
Skip through that lane.
We ain't doing that.
No, and the only reason I ask is because, like I said, it's a little different for Mac and myself because of the perceived, because of the perception of us from others, right? So, like, typically outside, me and Mac are going to have a different reaction to where it's more of them coming up to us. But mm-hmm. with you, it's a little different as of right now, just because you're out mingling. You're out doing this. So it's like, do you even have, like, are you ever worried? Like, you see a girl, attractive girl. Damn, do I want to talk to her now? Or do I talk to her? Do I find on DM or something like that? Like,
it depends. For me, sometimes it changes. Sometimes I look at it like, I know I'm gonna find her on the gram. We just gonna see. we just gonna see if it go that way. Or I know I'm gonna run into her again. But sometimes it just depends on how I feel. Sometimes I'm gonna be like, fuck that. What's up? And if it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. Or sometimes I'll wait and regret it.
So Mac, do you feel that we ever, forget if we ever, what is your solution or what is your proposed solution to that for men in the way we conduct ourselves to ensure women are feeling comfortable around us?
I think it's very much a kind of what Che was talking about, just kind of we have to be better readers of body language versus our own selfish wants at the time, right? Because I think a lot of times that's what kind of gets in the way. We start thinking with, for lack of a better terms, with the wrong head. We're on some like, oh shit, yeah. She's bad. I got to go after that. And, you know, niggas start going in the mindset, well, if I don't go after it, then I'm not a dog. I'm not a savage. Like I gotta be an animal out here. I gotta be a wolf. When in all actuality, shorty gonna give you the vibes if she likes you. Shorty gonna give you the energy if she on you. Nigga, all you need is eye contact. You get that eye contact that one good time. That's the invitation. Like, what's up? Like, come talk. Girls have a great way of doing that too. Have y'all ever been in like a spot? Both of y'all know. I've seen it happen with the both of y'all. Actually, Ryan, I got a video. I got a video that I found of, I'm trying to remember where we were. I think we were in LA.
No, you don't have to remember. You don't have to remember.
Can we get that video?
You should drop the video in the chat, bro.
I don't think.
I mean, as long as everybody closes it,
I got to. Yeah, I got to. I gotta find it again on my phone. It's literally all of us smacked. I think Ryan, I think we was in LA. I think I was in a passenger seat or I was driving and I was at a red light and I turned the joint around and all you see is girls on laps and Ryan pokes his head. Like, and I tried on purpose not to show faces, but Ryan pokes his face in the camera like. Anyway. I think we've all had it happen to us, and I think Che, you have done it. Where all you need is a look at, like, you look at a guy for 2 seconds too long. It's like usually it's like a 1-2. Let me just check it out. But after you check it out and you see if you like it, you give that 2 second long stare where it's on something like bop, bop. It's 2 more seconds like bop, bop, and the nigga catches it, and it's like. Oh, she's at this.
Oh, I'm
this
smiling.
Is
I'm smiling.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that second round, I'm definitely staring at you and I'm smiling and be like,
what's up? Like, I see you.
That's your
like,
window.
Yeah, it's like that's
throwing
once you got that window.
The room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to understand when.
Like, it's so funny that you even bring.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
you can't be, you can, I'll say this, you can't be chivalrous one way and not be chivalrous the other. You can't open doors. You can't open doors and do all of that chivalry stuff and then try to be a wolf with it. You gotta still let, if it's women first, you gotta let women come first. You gotta let her throw it. You gotta let her throw the invitation. Once she throws the invitation, it's all yours, champ. So I think that's the only, I think that's the way to go at it. If not, then be a wolf all the way. Like, don't hold no doors, nigga. Be an animal.
No.
I'm not telling you to.
I don't think we should tell them to do that.
I'm about to say, listen, I would, as Mac Wiles, do not approve that message. But if you're going to be chivalrous, be chivalrous all the way.
That part, I agree with. Like, you can't. Don't be a wolf. Don't be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Like, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who is being chivalrous with alternative motives. Mm-hmm. Like, I hold the door for all black women. I don't care if I'm attracted to you or not. I am chivalrous to all black women. I don't care if I'm attracted to you or not. Because at the end of the day, I think when we stop, and I'm still learning. I think at the end of the day, as black men, mm-hmm. once we stop looking at women in general as things to be consumed, whether we want to consume them or not, right? I think that is the part that I am working through right now. That is, well, I'm nice to everybody, but I still view that somehow based on your, I still view that attraction based on my consumption of you, right? So that is where that's what I'm working through right now. But I think once we stop doing that, do we get to a place, and I'm asking Mac and Ryan, do we get to a place where the roles are reversed and now the men are sitting around waiting for the women to pick us? And is that what we want?
I don't necessarily think I'm waiting for a woman to pick me.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, do we get to that point, right? Like, do we get to that point somehow, some way, we come to the end of this discussion, we figure out how men can make women more comfortable and we figure that out. Do we as society, do we want the roles to reverse? Do we want the women to just come pick us and that way we don't ever have to worry about making anybody uncomfortable? Is that something that a millennial male would even want?
I think then it can still get uncomfortable.
How so?
I just think the roles would be reversed.
So now we would be the one being like, oh, my
yep. God. I feel exactly that. Yeah. I'm trying to. There's a lot of aggressiveness all around.
That was not a good male voice. And I'm sorry.
I am a man.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That was not a good representation of an offended male. Like, no, men do not sound like that when we're offended.
Sound like that's Dave comedy. Chappelle in one of his skits.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, I know everybody's like, oh
gosh.
I know everybody's gonna. I know some people are gonna be like, see, the emasculation. No, I'm sorry. That was just I just came off the top of the dome.
Yeah. But I think I'm not saying to that degree, but I feel like yes, there will still be the like the roles will reverse in that situation.
So you feel like whoever holds the choice is the person. With the most burden.
It all goes back to what I said. If the person want to fuck with you, they going to fuck with you. And if they don't find you attractive or something they don't like, that's when it becomes an issue.
But I don't want... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's when it becomes an issue. Now you could.
But I don't want... What I don't want to be lost, and this is a small nuance, right? And I'm not saying this to throw anybody under the bus. Please know that. But what I'm saying is, just because she wants you, and just because she is attracted to you and will give you the pussy... Does not mean still in that things we can't do that would still make her uncomfortable.
And it don't mean you
get what I'm saying.
Pussy. It don't just because she want to give it to you don't mean it's old.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, that's why I keep asking that question, because it's like there. I feel like there is everything has nuance, but I still feel like there are these things that no matter what, they're boxes that should always be checked off when it comes to being respectful to a black woman.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, and it could be old school. I know, I'm sorry to all the new school womenists. I'm sorry, but there's just certain things like, perfect example, me and Ryan has all these great stories with us. Me and Ryan were in LA to record the podcast.
Why does it always be?
Because this story that I'm about to tell is definitely all your fault. Not even your fault. Because nothing happened, but this story was because I'm out there literally for 24 hours. We're out there to record a podcast that I think y'all ended up hearing on Patreon because it was just bad sound quality.
Mm-hmm. Lost files.
So we went out there, had a great time, and then Ryan gets that devilish grin on his face when we're like recording, and he's like, "Yo, Mouse, we going to this spot." I'm like, "Nigga, I'm tired." He's like, "Doesn't matter." And so we go to the spot. So we're at the spot and we're online. No, I take that back. We're not online. We're aside from the line. And whenever two niggas are aside from the line, you know that women start viewing. So now I'm like, "Oh, here we go." Then it's the, "Oh, your Mouse." Da, da, da. I'm like, "All right, I really don't want to be here." Ryan does not care. We go inside. Now we're chilling. Now I am purposely doing I don't want nobody near me. I'm purposely being irky. Like, "Oh, I don't want to be here." Me and Ryan, we start laughing, joking. And just because we're laughing and joking, it brought a certain group of women over to us. At no point did Ryan or myself or the other nigga we was with, at no point did we make any overt or outwardly facing like actions towards these women to let them know we're attracted. We're just having a good time. And Ryan, being chivalrous, bought everybody a drink.
Smart.
Those women were on our hip for the rest of the night.
Of course.
Listen, man.
We took them to IHOP. We took them to IHOP, paid for their meals. And they were still like, "What's next?" Bitch, we're going home. It's quiet.
Home is next.
It's clipped.
Sleep.
Like, Betty, it's over. Time. I'm going home. I don't want to ever see y'all again. Take these cinnamon swirl pancakes. Actually, shout out to our waitress. Illest waitress ever.
She was fine.
Remember the big... She was Crip. Illest waitress ever.
Definitely like, an OG Crip.
Like, she pulled up on us and was like, "Hey, this little nigga ain't take y'all order. All right, we got y'all. Boom, boom, boom." Our order was like $70. Our bill was like $20. Oh, and we left like a $100 tip or some shit like that. Like,
I love it.
But I'm saying even in that, there was there could have been times where, you know, the horny could have took over.
We would have never got anywhere. I see niggas try to talk to them and get turned down. It's just they wasn't what they was looking for. It's all about what you're looking for. If I'm looking for this and it's not that, I'm good. But if it's something I like, I'm like, "Oh, let me see what's up." Unless you really blow the bag, unless you fuck the chicken up, like, and you do some dumb shit, I'm gonna fuck with you.
You know, I think it goes back to what we were talking about before, right? The way that I see this, I don't ever want to see this. Like you said, I don't ever want to see the roles get reversed, right? Because then, first and foremost, women can be way more aggressive than guys.
Way more, i.e. Roots Picnic, i.e. Curl Fest,
women,
i.e. every trap karaoke tour date ever.
Son, women can be way more aggressive than men. So no, I do not want to see.
Why y'all like grabbing butts? That's what I want to know. Why women like grabbing butts? Why? No, dead ass. I just want Che. Let me ask you. Like, why? What is y'all obsession with grabbing our butts?
I don't grab on the men. I'm not already fucking. So.
All right, whatever. Oh, I don't believe you. I think you've grabbed
no,
an arbitrary
I've,
butt.
I've had that done
you have
a,
okay,
in clubs,
fair.
And I've swung on niggas for doing that. So I respect that boundary. I don't be grabbing on men that I don't know.
Well, we appreciate that.
When I took boy,
we appreciate
Curl, that. I remember there was a moment at with that Roots where me and Mac were like getting accosted from like different points, and we like looked at each other like, "Are we gonna make it?"
I think it was at both
of
them.
Are we going to make it?
I feel like it was at both of them.
Well, probably. But I was worried. I was like, "I don't know if we're going to make it out of here, buddy."
Listen, anyway.
Don't know.
I think the thing is we have to stop. A lot of these guys have to stop thinking or stop going into situations with I always think to myself, you know, expectations is the killers of experience, right? You know, when you go into anything with expectations, high hopes for something, you know, your mind is stuck on a very small, antiquated thing. A lot of times we end up upset or, we fail at it because we're not getting the quote unquote thing that we're looking for versus truly enjoying the experience, truly just living in the moment, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we need to stop going into, again, the chivalrous moments with expectations and really just enjoy the moment. It's not about getting boxed all the time. It's not about, you know, if you bound to get pussy, you're gonna get pussy. It is what it is. But like, just live in the moment. Niggas can just get drinks for girls, go to IHOP, pay for food, and go home. It could be really that simple. Or this shit could have went a whole nother way and it still would have been fine. But you cannot go into any of these situations with expectations. The expectations will kill you every single time, no matter what the situation is, whether it is courting, whether it is dating, whether it is a relationship. When you start to build those expectations upon someone else, the majority of the time, they are going to fail you.
Mm. Bars. Mac Wiles with bars. Yeah. So, Che, to put a button on this, because, I mean, I don't think me and Ryan got anything to follow that. As a woman, as the woman voice who is forever represented on this podcast, what is it that you want to see? What are the changes you would like to see within the black men or men that encounter you guys that would, or maybe you want to see it amongst both. I don't know. Like, what is it that you would want to see? What are the changes you would want to see that would make interaction between black men and black women, I guess, a lot better or a lot easier, a lot less contentious?
I would like to see, this is going to start some shit. I would like to see more men who went into the mindset when like approaching a conversation or approaching a woman that it's less transactional. Like my time and attention cannot be bought. So if I wanted to give it to you freely, sure, we could chop it up over drinks. You pull up to the bar, simple conversation. But that does not mean just because we had a good ass conversation, I'm obligated to give you my number. I'm obligated to do anything outside of sharing that drink with you in that moment. A drink that I didn't ask you for. You pressed to give me this drink. You pressed to give me your time, your attention. I was chilling by myself. So, I've had that happen in a bar in Brooklyn where I literally told dude, like, bruh, I'm by myself. I'm chilling. Like, I really don't want to talk right now. And he literally cussed me up and down talking about, like, this is why black men don't fuck with black women. And y'all, like, he went in. But all because I said that I didn't feel like talking right now. Because I'm not obligated to respond to you. Just because you're talking to me does not mean I'm obligated to give you a response. You're not obligated to my time and attention. And there's a lot of men, and I mean, I mainly only interact with black men. So when I say this, I'm saying it because that's my tribe. That's who I choose. There's a lot of men who feel like they are obligated to that part of you. And it's low-key scary. Not scary and like life-threatening, but like the fact that a lot of men view women as objects to be purchased and owned instead of individual human beings. That's my biggest thing. And, you know, just read. Y'all need to stop being so fucking oblivious and learn to read body language. Like, you knew that woman didn't want to fucking talk to you, so why are you pressing her? You can tell by the power walk, the stride, everything. She did not want to be stopped.
You're trying to say you got to know your league. You got to know.
Yes. You got to know your lane and your league. There's two.
Wow.
Designated lane and designated league. And they go hand in hand.
Damn, you just got to know.
Spicy.
That's not fair, though. Oof. That's not fair.
Well, life is spicy.
Y'all do it with women.
No, but what I'm saying is,
Wait a minute. What do we do with women? Hold on. Yeah,
what do we do? I feel like this. I feel like this turned into another conversation. Trey? Talk to me.
I'm asking genuinely. Like, I don't. What do we do with women? Because I didn't understand the lane versus league thing. I think that just tagging it that just made it sound like ooh spicy. But yes, what do we do with women? Because you might be right.
Y'all don't entertain every single woman that approaches you.
We don't. But there's a lot of men who do.
I'm not talking about them because they're just for everybody. I'm not talking about the
supposed
for everybody
to, type. We supposed to know our league, but the women that approach us not supposed to know this?
Oh, shit. God damn.
I meant that across both genders.
Almost threw this goddamn microphone.
No, but the way she's saying it is that there's men should know that she's out of your league. Like, she look too good for you. She making too much money.
Yes! That's what she's saying. Absolutely.
See, this is what she's saying.
That's what
so
I
this
said.
Is what I'm saying. If she's saying it like that, like, we need to know who we step into, and she look too good for me and I don't look good enough. What about the women who I'm looking at them like, come on, like, but she looking at me like,
Can we separate this topic and make another podcast?
I definitely don't want these two discussions. I like what you're doing, sir.
I felt very attacked. Ryan, go to your corner. Che Mills, go to your corner. We will have this discussion on a different podcast. I think it needs to
I'm
be
I'm just
had.
Trying to say. No,
just
no,
go to your
no,
lane. Elite. You are throwing. No, elite you too. Are throwing. You're throwing punches and the bell has rung.
Team me up then. Team me up.
Talking about.
You see me?
You get the last word there. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
I have a good example of this too. I have a great example.
Trey, shut up. Write it down. Yes, we're doing another.
I can't get the same love. I get a T. She don't get no T.
Trey, you're about to get a tech.
Oh, she's showing evidence. Can I?
Hey, Trey.
That's double not check. Evidence. It's in the group.
You're out
of
here.
You're putting it in notes. Okay. I take one of your texts, but you stay with one. Okay. Ryan has a technical. You have a technical. Let's relax, everybody.
Relax.
We don't want anybody. We don't want anybody to get ejected. Now. Whoa. That's, what the fuck?
That was great.
Leave it to guys next door.
Hey, Miles Jones, that was great. That was great.
Hey, Matt, hey. Listen. Hey. If there's one thing we know how to do on this podcast, it's podcast.
It's podcast. I'll tell you that.
All right. Hey, listen, man. Listen, if there's one thing I love about this podcast, it's the fact that all animals, specifically dogs, are safe.
Yep.
You know, no dogs ever got worried about being sexually harassed on this podcast at all. You know.
Wow.
You know, we're not touching dogs in any way that they don't want to be touched spicy. On this podcast.
Ow. Wow.
You know.
Listener letter.
No, I'm just...
We will...
Somebody's been watching. Listen. Somebody's been paying attention to the running
listener
show.
Listener letters. Listen. Chase. For everybody at home, if you would like a letter read on air, please send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. The Queen, Che Mills, do you have a letter for us today?
I do. I'm trying to decide which one, though, but I'll go with the most recent one. So, oh, Christ. Fake name is Sonia.
Ooh, okay, sounds sexy. Never met a Sonia.
So I've been dating, and dating is in air quotes, and then in parentheses it says, more like just fucking, this guy for over 2 years. Mouse, get it together.
Oh, come on. I was drinking my water and how you read that and expect me not to react? All right, read the letter. We're professionals.
When we first started out, everything was good. We had a common understanding that it's pretty much just sex and that's about it. At first, I was okay with it because I had just got out of a 2.5-year relationship and was not looking for anything more. During the course of 2 years, we've been sleeping together. I was usually the one who always initiated the booty calls. Basically, I was always the one making the effort. He does have 2 children, so I was never upset about him not asking to see me as much as I wanted, because kids are a lot. I found myself making excuses for the reasons why he didn't seem as excited or interested to see me, only because the times we would meet up would be the best time ever. Side note, we meet like every other weekend and he spends hundreds of dollars on me. So I assume there's interest somewhere. Maybe I could be wrong. I've never experienced such amazing sex. Everything he does just has my body going wild. He could probably touch my hand and I'd come automatically. Wow, guys, come on now.
Oh, I have to read these.
He always makes sure that I'm satisfied before he finishes. Like, he has the dick that would probably have me busting windows out the car or some shit. Heights I've never experienced before him, but still managed to keep it strictly benefits with us up until now. Whenever I get in my feelings and start trying to tell him how I feel, he would disregard it and say things like, this is not the Sonia I know. So I would just stop and change the subject. To be fair, he still isn't aware that I want more because he never gave me the chance to say it. I am now realizing that I need more. My two questions for y'all is, one, am I wrong for wanting more after all this time, even though we both came to an understanding from jump and just move on? Two, is it worth it to let him know I even feel is it worth it to let him know how I feel, even though he seems like he just doesn't want to hear it? And then everything else after that was accolades. So I shall be dropping her picture in the group chat on our phones, not the
not in the Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, we are waiting. You know, it's very important.
Tree. She cute. She cute. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, I'm not mad.
A lot of forehead.
All right, Sonia.
A lot of forehead.
There was a video, too.
Aim,
if you want to see the video.
Oh, yeah. Send a video. Send a video. We love a video.
I would be childish. I'm not going to lie. I would be childish. I would always make fun of her forehead. I would always be like, such a big forehead ass up.
She did not provide pictures of the guy, though.
Oh, she's cute.
She cute.
Dope. Didn't know there was sound to it. Is she cute?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Great thing about this is we never have to worry about shooting shots. They tell us they're crazy already, so we don't ever have to shoot our shots.
Exactly. Little East African junk. Look little.
Yeah, definitely Habesha. Definitely. I see that.
So who wants to answer this one first?
Oh man. I feel like we've answered a million of these. How do I break this to you? You know what? Listen, I'll start with this, man. If you are looking for something more and he has constantly told you that this is what you guys are doing, then guess what? That's what you guys are doing. There is no changing. There is no trying to flip it. There is no amount of box or mouth that you can possibly give him to change his mind. And mind you, this is all coming from grandma's couch. I'm keeping it raw, raggedy raw with the plastic on the couch. It is a dub ski. It is a dub for you, mama. I wish I had
dubberoni and cheese.
It's a dubberoni and cheese, like extra cheese. Like, it's a wrap. If you want something more, you need to go find something more because it's not where you are.
It's a wheat wrap. It's an all wheat wrap.
Spinach, John.
toasted whole wheat wrap.
I always say in these situations, whenever you start something where it's just sex, somebody is going to catch feelings. I just hope it's not you.
Yep.
So when it is all said and done, somebody has caught feelings. That's how it ends. So just hope you're not on the end of the stick that catches feelings.
Yeah. I don't know who's Well, it's definitely not his fault.
It's not.
It's but not. I am also not going to say she is wrong for either. Having feelings. Feelings are feelings. I think the problem is, and I might be sounding like an
he
old
hit the bottom of
the
pussy. That's what
he hit
did.
First of all, he hit the bottom of that.
Son.
He hit the bottom.
Son.
The
we keep telling y'all about hit, we keep telling niggas.
She said.
Stop hitting the back.
She said if he
like,
holds
stop hitting the back
my
of that.
Hand, I might come.
You already know that nigga is eating mad pussy. You know he's eating pussy for 2 hours.
But, yo, he's definitely
yo, mouse,
butt.
Look at the hand. Mouse. The hand. It's like.
He definitely eating butt. He doing it
all. Oh, he's definitely eating. He's putting his chin in the butt. Like, you know when you go. Like when you all take your tongue out the butt and go, all of that is in it. Like right now, if you touch his beard, it got fecal matter in it. Like I know for a fact, he's eating butt.
Disgusting.
He's eating butt. It's little booty particles in the beard. Little butt particles in the beard. Little corn in the beard. Yep. Little corn in the beard. Yep. Little Herbalife. His beard smell like Herbalife. That's why. Now
Herbalife. That's
what
disgusting.
I will say.
That is disgusting.
What I will say is this is the, and like I said, I might sound like an old grandmother, but I think a lot of the problem is everybody thinks the way to get over somebody
is to get under
is
somebody
to
else.
Have sex with somebody else. Mm-hmm. But when you're having sex at your most vulnerable, you are still vulnerable. You are still creating a bond with this person, which is going to open
about
up the door. I want everybody to stop acting like everybody is everybody. Okay, sex was never intended to be this thing just casually had. So if somebody is out here having casual sex properly, that means we're a little fucked up in the head. Okay?
Yep.
So like normal people are going to have continual sex. We're not just talking about a one-night stand, 2-week fling. You're having continuous sex with this nigga for 6 months. You think you're not going to catch feelings? You think you're not going to miss?
It was 2 years.
Two fucking years, ma'am. Are you fucking you are certifiably insane. You belong in Arkham. That's where the fuck you belong. You believe in fucking Arkham next to the Joker because sis, you're sick. I'm telling you, I want everybody to stop this. I want everybody to stop this, and I know nobody's gonna listen, but I want everybody to stop this shit, because what you keep doing is you keep setting yourself up for L's, and you keep resetting your healing process.
Ooh, Mouse Jones.
Right? Like, and far be it from me to tell anybody about a healing process, but as somebody who accepts their fucked upness, I can see exactly when you're on your way to me and when you're moving away from me. And when you're moving away from me, that's a good thing. But y'all keep doing shit that brings you backwards, right? If you're not built for that, find you a bunch of one-night stands. Find you 3 or 4 niggas that you can have sex with and give that thing some break. Give that thing a break. And this is obviously coming from a man, so ladies, give me a break. Find 4 or 5 niggas. That's your roster. Date niggas, fuck niggas, all of that. Do not just be fucking one nigga. Trying to get over one nigga. Because you are going to move essentially from that nigga to this nigga. And this nigga is not wrong in saying, hey, we said we were going to do this, and this is what we're doing. So don't come to me with nothing new. He's not a fuck boy. He's not a piece of shit. He's not a mediocre good guy. He's not the villain here. You are.
Oof.
Wow. Wow.
That's... And I'm not saying her specifically. I'm talking about anybody that, yeah, I'm talking. Listen, ma'am, stop. Just stop. Leave this nigga alone. Essentially, do yourself a favor and leave this nigga alone. Because all you're going to do is create a headache for him and create a more heartache
You've
for yourself.
Created
and like
a
I
said, headache for him.
And, no, he doesn't know yet.
Nah, but it, you know in your mind.
You when, yeah, when, yeah. I take that back.
Feelings
he right.
Getting
you're
a
right.
Too. You just not mm-hmm. when the feelings is coming at you so strong. You don't want to say it because you don't even want to have the conversation. So it's just every time he's just walking on eggshells, like, oh, I hope she don't bring up her feelings this time. Like, he knows it's
yo,
coming.
Dead ass, I think that's my advice. Stop resetting your healing process. Mm. If you're going to heal, heal. Mm. If you're going to sit in the darkness with us.
She liked this shit, though.
No, I don't think she knows anything different because women are so programmed I think women are so programmed to be in this predicament where I'm fucking this nigga to get over this nigga. But you are continually building a bond and rapport and a sexual tie with this person. Now
you never give me time, no room to breathe.
Exactly. No room. Like, okay. All right. Let's talk about it for a minute, right? Let's talk about the three of us, right? Because we brothers and we really talk like this.
It's been a lot about me today. I'd really just wow.
No. Oh yeah, kind of like with Dr. Ish, right? Yeah. So anyway,
touché.
So like the three of us, we've talked about our sexcapades. We've seen women that we've had sex with. Like, imagine if we're doing what we do with one person, just one person, over and over and over. Imagine them not getting attached to us. If they are not dealing with anybody else.
Listen, if I like you, imagine if I like you, you better love me.
Son.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you think about that, right? If a woman is trying to use one of us to get over another nigga, but you constantly are just dealing with us, now we are doing, that first time may be amazing. That second time may even be better. That 72nd time where I know your body and I know what makes you tick and I know what makes you scream and I know what makes you put that little arch in your back. Mm-hmm. I got you. I have you. And I don't care because you said we were doing this. So I am over here fucking you, but I'm over here building a real relationship with the next person and about to get rid of you. So you see how you essentially reset your healing? Because the minute you get clipped and see him with the next bitch, he didn't do anything wrong. He abided by the guidelines that you set in place and you said you were okay with.
So for the ladies out there, a little rule of thumb. As soon as you agree to whatever you guys are doing, understand that unless the man has a change of heart, that it is always going to be what you agreed on. If this is something that you agree to, unless the woman or the person that's in it has a change of heart or decides to do something different and comes to you with that, that is the only way that things are going to change. Now, I will say this. A lot of times when it is men going to women saying that they want to change something, a lot of times women will rock. There will be more than less time. It'll be more than the opposite way that, somebody would be like, this is going to be something that I'm cool with. Other than that, bro, it's a dub. It's a dubberoni with cheese, bro.
A dubberoni with cheese, word to Vacaron.
Yeah.
I think that's it. If you guys, good luck, you know. Write back and let us know what happens with this. We are all saying get out of this, hit the eject button.
Or stay and keep getting your back blown out. It's up to you.
don't
Mac Wiles don't. is not this good guy that y'all think he is.
Don't risk a good time for a heartache.
Nigga, she's had 2 years of a good time. It's over. Get out of there, sis.
The roller coaster don't ever need to end.
Okay. Bet. Alright. Wow. Mind you.
Wow.
Alright, boom. Okay. All right. Look. For once, Mouse Jones is on the side of the listener. This is okay. Mac and Ryan want to see you. They want to see your healing process derailed. Okay. I'm over here trying to help. But okay, let us know what happened. If you at home have a letter that you would like to be read on air, make sure you email it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Once again, that's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che's going to read what's in front of her. Also, and most importantly, if it is a relationship question like this one, it doesn't have to be, but if it is, please make sure to send a picture of yourself and the person you're writing about. So that way I'm not giving ugly girl advice to a skinny girl, or I'm not giving fat nigga advice, ugly nigga advice to a good looking nigga. You know what I mean? Try and keep the world balanced. Yeah, so time to get out of here. That means it is time to drop something on the GTD playlist. For those who are at home in a 2-year side chick situationship. Sure you the GTD Get the Drawers playlist is a actual playlist. You can find it on your Spotify, you can find it on your Apple, and you can find it on your Tidals. I am going to open this one and say kudos to Mac Wilde for dropping Home Vacation.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to put it on the playlist because you're going to cry. You're going to cry mid-stroke.
Yep. Yep. You will.
You're going to cry mid-stroke.
You're going to try to get a baby. I promise you that.
Yeah. Tears going to get all in her face from you. But shout out to Mac. Shout out to Mac. Home Vacation is out on all DSPs. I'm going to put One Woman Man by Player. That is what I'm putting on the playlist.
Nice.
Tonight. Today.
Okay. All right. I don't know if this is on there. Is Donnell Jones Where I Want to Be on there?
Pretty sure, but let me see. I'll tell you right now. I just had it open.
Can I throw literally mine on there? I have another one. I'm prepared.
Oh, look at Shay.
What?
Oh, look at Shay.
You prepared. You couldn't do nothing.
I'm a podcaster now. I'm a podcaster. Oh.
Okay.
So my addition is going to be Fuck the World by Brent Faiyaz.
I think that's on there.
Is it? I don't know. You about to pull
it up? I'm about to pull up the playlist right now.
Use the title one.
Of course I'm using the title one. Fuck the World, I'm a Walking Erection.
I don't like your rendition.
Here goes the thing. Me neither.
I don't like it at all.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Here's the thing. You chose me.
We, once again, points were made. This is true. Oh, that's where it's at.
It's not meant to be found.
I have it right. That's not it. Is it? Damn it.
We'll just accept it for now. And
yeah, we'll take it.
If not.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, if we do have it, then
we'll
just change it. Okay.
I mean, it's 10 hours long at this point. How much more music could you?
Well, we need a reset.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we are now in season 2, so it only makes sense. Let me see. For me, I will go Summer Walker, Jhené Aiko, I'll Kill You.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
Give me that. So we got Where I Want. Look, that's four good. Those are four excellent records to put on there. I'm also going to use this time to let people know. Go get you a record player. Get you a good vinyl player. Get you some please 12 don't. Inches. Pause. On.
Pause.
I said pause.
Yep.
I said pause.
You're right.
Get you some 12 inch vinyls. Set the mood. Wow. Get you a good candle. Set the mood.
I gotta get out of here.
Oh.
Too spicy.
I told him get the 12 inch. I don't know what's crazy. Wrong with me.
I'm hungry. I gotta get some food. Cause
same.
Oh goodness. Okay. Che Mills, you know what time it is to end this show. It is time for your 60-second recap. Mac, put the time on the clock.
Oh goddamn!
Give me a second. I'm ready when you are.
Che Mills, you have 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Not sure I can fill the whole 60 seconds, but first off, shout out to Deion Sanders for taking over HBCUs. Fuck the AG in Kentucky. Fuck him. Men should probably start researching and learning body language for women. Like, y'all like to act oblivious for no reason, and it's just unnecessary. There was a tidbit that I'm not allowed to elaborate on because it's going to be on the next episode, but that I feel like that should be our main focus, designated leagues and lanes. There's that. And I'm not, 60 seconds is a very long time.
Exactly. The point was to show you guys that y'all don't appreciate Minutemen. This is the point. No, wow. 60 seconds is a very long time. No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mouse Jones, I'm here for the people. Thank you very much. Right. We already heard you say 60 seconds is a long time. Thank you very much. Mac Wiles.
Yes, sir.
Fly Ride, we all heard her. We heard her here say it. A woman just said that 60 seconds is a long time. So, thank you very much. I don't need no Minutemen.
Yes, you do. Can't even take it.
Yes, you do. Can't even take it. 45 seconds in, I don't know what I'm going to do. Acting like you was riding.
No,
shut up.
A lot of our conversations are very long, in-depth, run-on conversations. So you want me to compress it, but without revealing everything. So therefore,
I have to. Damn, I tried to. Damn it. I tried to mute her. I tried to mute her and thought about, like, one, I can't.
Guess
two,
what?
We can still hear it.
I run this shit.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, guys, we thank you for that. Oh, well, I do want to let y'all know that you will hear from us twice a week now. Twice a week now. How many times? Twice a week now. So yes, you will get your regular episodes on Monday. Then Thursday, you will get a 30-minute current event episode that drops. And so that way you know that we are living real time right along with you. And that's just, to be honest, to give more to y'all guys, to really give more of us. You guys asked for us to engage more, so we're going to do that. So you will hear from us. Quick 30-minute episode just to, you know, go over what's been going on in the week thus far. So yes, make sure you are staying subscribed. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you send a cash app to Che Mills, because we love her and appreciate her so much, and would not be able to get this podcast out to you guys without her. Shout out to Rel as well, and our boy Wolf. And how do you say T's name? How you say her name, Ryan?
Taisha, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I could be very wrong. I'll take that hit. I think I said it wrong, but that's my show wife. That's my show wife.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Just like I think and appreciate my brothers Mac Wiles and Fly Ride. We've been doing this thing. We're getting pretty damn good at it. To be honest, we started out really good at it, but there's neither here nor there. You know, neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
Don't need any extra credit. But make sure you do subscribe, comment, and leave a rating here. 5 stars. Make sure that you are not just a Kimmy Gibbler or a Hakeem. Make sure you ain't a mooch. Don't be just sleeping on our couch. If you could put a little something on a snap, if you put a little snap on the Petro, put a little snap on the Petro, head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and make sure you subscribe. Make sure you become a Patreon member. You got exclusive content over there. You get merch over there. And I heard somewhere that Che's giving out her phone number. That's what I heard. I'm not sure if it's true. That's what I heard. You know, rumors happen all the time.
I'm selling it. I'm definitely selling her number for the paper.
Right. I'm trying to tell y'all. FaceTimes with Che. Y'all get that. So yeah, make sure you head over there, Guys Next Door Pod on patreon.com. Make sure you follow us on social media at Guys Next Door Pod on everything. And make sure if you're on Twitter and you want to continue the conversation, be sure to use the hashtag Guys Next Door. And that's it. That's all we got. There is no more. I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Palafra.
And we are the Guys Next Door.
I learned from Ryan that time. I'm just not going to say that. Just let your
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.